This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and one of the things I would like to remind you is that I was thinking about this when I was driving, so I can't really sit and write down notes while I drive. Not every single person, even those that are close to you, have your best interests at heart. I think it came from this conversation of what would you tell a 15-year-old or something like that, and someone was saying invest in Bitcoin, but I was actually thinking about having a conversation with a 15-year-old. It's just like, not everybody that tells you and gives you advice or tells you what they think, or even if they care about you, it doesn't mean they actually have their best interests, your best interests at heart. Freudian slip. They sometimes have their best interests or what they think their best interests are. So if someone gives you advice as saying that's a silly idea, or even if you should go after it, or whatever advice it may be, whatever thoughts, it's like, well, that's a stupid thing to do. You shouldn't behave like that. You don't talk to people like that. Whatever it may be. It's absolutely crucial to go, let me just take that on board, but let me also hold my own perception. And it's a really, really important talent to be able to hold my perspective whilst maintaining your perspective, and learning to take on multiple perspectives as if none of them are right and none of them are wrong. What happens is we can get caught in this cognitive bias where we end up holding a perspective as the truth, and then everything else is wrong. And so we can do that in our own personal capacity, where I hold mine as true and whatever you say is, I don't give a fuck what you say. Like, it's the same thing. It's just a complete cognitive bias of that actual opinion. And then there's people that get trapped and absolutely fucking trapped in the opposite of going, well, what do you think? And if you think that of me, then fuck, maybe that's true. And they have a cognitive bias of leaning into the other person's opinion because they're so used to handing their authority over. And these are the people that sometimes really struggle with boundaries and struggle saying no, right? But we can't say no without saying yes. And we can't say yes without saying no. And people often, and I've worked with heaps of people like this, and they'll say something along the lines of, I just hate saying no. I struggle at saying no. And I'm like, but you say it all the fucking time. They're like, no, I don't, besides saying it there. And I'm like, whenever you say yes to them, you're saying no to you. When you say yes to them, you say no to you. When you say no to them, you're saying yes to something else. Maybe you, maybe something else. So what's really crucial here is that we can't say yes without saying no, and we can't say no without saying yes. And so when people give you their mind, give you advice, give you their opinion, tell you that you should do something or you shouldn't do something or whatever, some people have your best interest at heart, give or take. But what's so crucial to understand is that being able to hold your perspective and their perspective and take it on board, not as a truth, but as a perspective, is one of the most powerful things we can do, because we then stop ourselves from just becoming whatever we think other people think we should be. And we never end up standing for anything, right? But we definitely don't stand for ourselves. And so it's absolutely crucial to know that some people, even if they won't know, they just don't have your best interest at heart. And I mean, I remember this as younger, working in the fitness industry. My boss at the time, I told him actually I was going to go into real estate. I got given a really good opportunity, and I knew I could have done well in real estate. And he's like, you don't want to do that. He's like, you're not the type of guy that wants to go and dress up in a suit every day for work. He's like, you know, you'd go and you'd do it for a while and you'd hate it, then you would come back to the industry. Like, what a stupid thing to do. And so I never actually ended up taking that opportunity. And I'm glad that I didn't. But looking back on a conversation like that, he didn't have my best interest at heart. He would have thought he had my best interest at heart, but I was also managing three of his gyms. For him then to go find somebody else to try and do that, and train them up and all that, it just would have been much easier to talk me into staying. And that was made more apparent when I left about a year and a half later, staying in the industry. So the example there isn't to run anything into the ground or say that was a right or wrong way to do it. It's simply looking at it and going, although his advice was delivered in a way that perceived to be in my best interest, right, it absolutely 100% was in his best interest. The difficult thing about this is that sometimes it's hard to know. Sometimes it's our parents that just want us to be safe, just want us to be happy, just want us to be all this sort of shit. But sometimes they struggle with, because they're just humans. They're just fucking adults. They're just faulty humans like all of us. Yet we got to break up with the parent-child psychology of it, because otherwise we treat them like an authority. And if we continue to have the parent-child psychology of that situation, we'll continue to find other authorities in our life that we end up handing our power over to. It doesn't mean that they don't have wisdom or they can't teach us things that we aren't aware of or don't know yet. I think that's absolutely crucial, like many other generations and many people in those generations above us and below us. What it means is that you're able to maintain, once again, your perspective whilst taking on other people's perspectives. As opposed to, oh, sorry, mom, sorry, dad, yes, mom, yes, dad. Oh, I don't want to do that, that'll upset dad. I don't want to do that, that'll upset mom, right? It's, you're not actually responsible for their emotions. You never were. And so the ability to know that even though these people love you, sometimes their advice, and they don't know it, it's not in their conscious awareness, it's in their unconscious, their advice is for them. Because maybe they don't want you to move out. Maybe they don't want you to do something because they really identify as being a mother. And therefore, if you don't come around as much as you do, then they don't have the ability to give as much as they give. Therefore, it's actually struggling their identity. So the best thing for you to do is just stay here. Keep saving money. Just keep saying. So that person can feed their identity of being a mother. But they don't know that. And that's just one small example. Not every bit of advice that you're given is in your best interest. And it's up to you to be able to cipher what is, what isn't, what's useful, and what's not. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, make sure you jump online, Minding Yourself, anywhere online that sells books. Otherwise, that's me done. I'm out. Until tomorrow. Peace and pizza. Kick to the end of the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.